Okay, Simon Chav Tes, Midas Shiyagol Behem Adam Es Atzmi. The Midas that a person should keep himself used to. V'chein Dalar, v'chein Akas he meets. So we said, we finished off with Gaiva was like from the a real no-no. V'chein Akas he meets a Rama Oid. It's very bad. V'roi L'Adam L'Srachik V'mena Ma'oid. And a person should stay very far away from it. V'yagol Es Atzmi. He should remind himself that he should not get angry. Even on something that you're supposed to get angry about, don't get angry. And if he, but if you need to show fear into your family, he has to show them that he is getting angry in order to punish them. But internally, he has to be calm. You can't be in a frenzy. Don't get heated up and you don't get to do a chet. From kas you come to a chet. I don't drink and then you're not gonna do an aveira. I don't understand the on the bracha. Kala koyas kilo avodas kechavim mazalos. All mina gehenim are gonna rule over him. Shenemar v'aser kas mi libecha, take away kas from your heart. V'haver ra mi b'sarecha, take bad away from your basar. V'ein ra ela gehenim. And ra means gehenim. Shenemar gam rasha liyom ra. Bali kas ain chayeim chayim. Bali kas have no life. You see, that's maybe a source for the terminology. You have no life. Lefikach tzivul israchig min akas. That's why you have to stay away from kas. Ad sheyanag atzmi shelo yargish afilu dvar mamachisim. Until you have it that you're not even going to feel it, that meaning you're not even going to have any feeling that of kas when you're supposed to have kas. Zui derech hatoyv v'derech hatzadikim. That is the derech toyv and derech tzadikim shehein aluvin ve'einam olvin tzadikim. They get insulted, but they don't insult others. Shoyvin charpasim ve'einam mashivin. They hear their people embarrass them or get angry at them, and they don't answer. Oisin ma'ava. They go with love, usmeichem biyisurin, and happy yisurin. Aleihem akasav oimer, v'ayav b'tzeis haShemesh b'gvura Fine. Hey, lo'olam yarba odin b'shtika. A person should always be quiet. V'lo yidaber ela b'divrei Torah. He should only talk Torah, b'dvarim shu tzarach l'chayei gufo, only things that he needs to live. V'afilu b'ma shetzarach l'tzarach gufo, lo yarba dvarim. And even with things that he needs, he should not speak a lot. The more you talk, the more chet. Right, it says in Avos, they didn't find anything better for the guf than being quiet. Death and life is in the hand of the tongue. If you want life, belishne, you can get it with the tongue. If you want death, belishne also with the tongue. Right.
What's the pshat of goof? Why does it use the word goof? Nothing better for the goof.
Yeah, he's saying even having nothing to do with spiritual, stop talking about physically, right? You can die because of your mouth, and you could also live because of your mouth. Having nothing to do with Yiddishkeit, I
Life,
think that's what it means.
goof refers to life and death.
Yeah, I mean that's mucha from the next line.
So this would apply for going too.
Yes, L'chaira would apply to Goyim too, 100%. All right. Although it's in the Gemara there, it says he brings in the footnote. Rashi and Erechin says that it is a spirit. Excuse me. That it is a spiritual thing, meaning if you talk bad, you might die. If you talk good things, then you learn Torah, and then that's a life. So maybe that's mashal like you a shtickle. Okay, Vav. A person should not be full of jokes, and hatolis means like litzonis. A person shouldn't be sad and down. Ela sameach should be happy. Schaik and Kalas Reish cause somebody to come to Erev. You shouldn't be too broad. Nivalahain and busy trying to get lots of stuff. Like Oza Otsevu Baltimore, and he shouldn't be sad in Baltimore Malacha. Elabal Ayin Tov, he should have a good eye. Memayat Baasik, don't work so much, Vasikbatar. And learn Torah. Chilka, whatever little you have, whatever your portion is, you should yismach ba, you should be happy with it. Kacham Rabbi Sena Zuchan Lebracha. Hakina va'tayva va'kavod matzinas adam in ha'olam. Jealousy, desire, and kavod take a person out of this world. V'tzaruch adam l'srachim, and a person needs to stay far away from them. Zion.
So the first part is basically it's better to be workaholic.
He's saying not to be a workaholic. You should have
No.
be a
Yeah, not
learnaholic.
to be. So he's saying basically it shouldn't be, yeah.
He should not be, correct.
Right, okay.
Yeah. That's exactly what it's saying. Fine. Shema Zion, Shema Yomra Adam, since they're all bad, Shemitzina Salam and Oilam, they take the world person out of the world. Efreshman B'yoysa. I'll be so totally separated from them, Achron, and distance myself from them the other way. Meaning, actually, I'm not going to eat meat, I'm not going to drink wine, I'm not going to get married, I'm not going to live in a nice place. I'm not going to wear anything nice. That's also bad. It's also to go. I'm a halakh derech zu. If you go in this way, you're called a chayte. And he's going to bring a kapara because he did a chet on a nefesh. A nazir, all he separated was from Yayin. He needs a kapara. If you stop yourself from everything, achas kama kama. Only hold back what the Torah says is also. From nedarim and shvuas and things that are mutter. It's not enough that the Torah gave you enough things to aser. To maybe also, you want to also make dvarim on you. You are not allowed to cause yourself pain in a tinus more than that's right. And all these types of things and similar things. Don't be a big tzaddik and don't be too smart. Why should you be nishtam? You should weigh the way your feet go, and all your and put down your feet. All your ways should be like set. Right? Meaning you have to have, and this is probably the hardest thing to do, you have to know how to very, very difficult. You have to know how to play the middle ground, to know how to benefit from the world that Hashem gave us to benefit from, but not too much. Everybody has to know where to draw that line. Where do you draw that line? I have no idea. Fine. Chesk Kfar
So this
Kasam.
is isn't there a Rambam that like the Derech Prishus is sort of like to do, even to do things that are mutar like Kadoshim Tehiyo, you know,
Yeah,
like sometimes it's good to like even yeah distance yourself,
but
like or he's saying in our time we don't know like we don't properly do it like there is no nezirus our days. Nowadays, yeah.
no, yeah, that's part of it. Yeah, I mean there is such a concept, but the question is how to implement it. I don't know. Very
What
difficult.
he's saying more of a, like it shouldn't be like in a speech. We shouldn't like say it like you know like a, like in a, whatever like in a shavuot or another way. But you can still do it. Try to do it without verbalizing.
Correct. No, but I don't know what verbalizing has to do with it, but that's up. Meaning you want to make a bar mitzvah, so How fast do you make the means? How much money do you spend on this bar mitzvah? Right.
Learned before that it shouldn't be like fan whatever fancy to impress or to show off.
Right, but where do you draw that line?
How much, like, what's the normal in our society?
Right, so that's what you have to figure out. But meaning people that are wealthier do have a right to spend more money. They have a higher threshold, l'chaira.
So then there is basically there is no norm. Everything is very subjective.
Exactly. That is the problem. Right? That is exactly the problem. Yeah. Okay, let's see. Vayetuches kvar kasavnu. We all know the Maamar of Yehuda ben Tema, have a Ozka Nemar, should be bold as a leopard, right? Etc. Kal Kanesha. Shlo. You shouldn't be embarrassed if people are laughing at you that you're from. You shouldn't do it. Don't answer them like with a chutzpah, so that you shouldn't be koina in your nefesh. I mean, even though in theory you're right, they're laughing at you for being frum, so you're allowed to answer them strongly. The kids are saying, don't do that, because then you're going to get that midah. Even if. And meaning you're going to end up becoming a person who has this anger in him, even when it's not negaya to avodas Hashem. So better to behave yourself. I mean, you're entitled to scream back, but the kitzer is afraid that you're gonna develop negative traits if you do that. Tas v'chein ein l'skaitit b'shul eizah mitzvah. Don't fight for a mitzvah. Go in the spot l'fnei ateva. To get an aliyah, right? Just give it up. Like we see about Alechem upon him. Right? That they gave out. Afshu mitzvah la'achla, even though it's a mitzvah to eat it. Shaninu ha'tznuim ma'ishchem yedeim. The tznuim pulled their hands away and didn't eat it. Va'agargonin chaitfin va'oichlin. And the garganin would grab it and eat it. Even though it was a mitzvah to eat the Alechem upon him. Yud, teva ha'adam hu. The nature of a person is lios nimshach b'maisav, achareya v'chaver v'anshe mekoyma. To be maishach when his maisim after his friends and his chaverim and his community. The fikach tzarah adam l'schaver l'tzadikim. A person has to attach himself to tzadikim. Veleishev etzel chachamim tamid. Constantly sit by chachamim k'deishu yilmudum b'maseim in order to learn from their actions. V'yisrachim in rishayim aholchem b'chayshach. And he should stay far away from rishayim that go in the dark, that they should learn from their actions. Somebody who walks with Chachamim is going to be smart, and somebody who hangs out with fools will become bad. Praise is the person. And if he lives in a city where the manhigim are bad, and the people just don't go in the proper path, he should leave there, and then go to a place where the people that are living are good, legitimate people. Right? Don't stay in a town where the people are no good. You're gonna be negatively influenced from them. Okay, we will stop there. Everybody should have a fine night and a good vach and a good yar. And
All right, thank you.
Goodbye.